last one is potentially the hardest, but also the most, I don't know, like the most open-ended and broad, where you integrate legato with your thing. Would you, you have the metronome, right? Yeah. And we're at 124. Could you please put that on? Now, your legato may not be at 124, but we can't, we have to cater the weakest link, you know?
Yeah.
Chances are your legato goes faster than 124.
Okay.
127 is fine. So let's just assume, let's assume your legato is twice as fast. It doesn't matter if it is. It may not be, but you can have to force it to either single. Or twice as fast, whatever you was. But when you're gonna write in the same line, you're gonna switch back and forth. Now, in order to, for the audio recording, to hear which one I'm doing, since it's not a video, I'm gonna go twice as fast on the legato, but
yeah.
Eighth, no, 16th on the legato, and, but whatever it is, you need to integrate it. So. Hopefully there's not a big drop in volume.
Yeah.
Let me demonstrate it with both things double time, and you'll see, like, and let me tell you, it's an amazing feeling because I never have to plan out. I have two. And there's alternate picking and directional picking, but though, you know, I have two like strong options for almost anything I have to play. So rarely do I have to stop and figure out how I'm going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing thing. So try it. Try to integrate legato and alternate picking. This is freeform. You do not have to do any patterns.
Mm.
Total freeform. The only requirement in this way of practicing is to switch right in the middle of the line. You're not going to do a line of legato and a line of...
Mm.
You can in real life, but I don't think you need practice on that.
Yeah.
All right?